two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 50 degrees, cloudy in Salt Lake. KSL's top story, Lori Daybell won't have to pay the ultimate price.
The death penalty looks to no longer be an option in the Lori Vallow Daybell case. East Idaho News reports the judge granted a motion to remove the possibility of the death penalty in this case. Lori Daybell and her husband Chad are accused in the murders of her two children. An earlier decision determined they would have separate trials on those charges. Lori's trial is expected to begin with jury selection in just a few days. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis explains how this decision to remove the death penalty from the case would change this trial.
Idaho is a lot like Utah in that a death penalty case has two phases, the guilt phase and the penalty phase. In most cases in America, the judge decides the punishment, but in death penalty cases, the jury does. Having that now taken off the table, the jury doesn't have to make that determination, and that will shorten the trial by quite a bit.
Speaking with Maria Chaleos, Greg said without a death penalty phase, the jury won't have to consider Lori Vallow's character. They'll only focus on the facts of the case. KSL News Time 301. Opening statements have wrapped up in the Gwyneth Paltrow ski crash trial in Park City. Lawyers for Terry Sanderson claim Paltrow hit him from behind, then skied away. Paltrow's lawyers say it's not true, citing a Deer Valley Resort employee who took a report on the crash.
First thing male skier said was that she appeared right in front of him, thus admitting that he was the uphill skier. She never saw him because he came in from behind.
Sanderson's lawyers claim Paltrow was looking uphill and was negligent. BYU has a new president. The announcement was read by Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of 12 Apostles late this morning.
President Russell M. Nelson is announcing the conclusion of President Kevin Worthen's remarkable service as president of Brigham Young University.
The new president will be BYU's current academic vice president, C. Shane Reese. President Biden has announced two new national monuments today. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Biden establishing national monuments at the Castner Range in Texas and at Spirit Mountain in Nevada.
It tells the story of the tribal nations who live there and the members of our armed forces who trained in those lands. It's also a place of incredible beauty.
President also directing the Commerce Secretary to consider expanding protections around the Pacific remote islands. China and Russia Day committing to deeper cooperation. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby questioning a statement released by both countries that calls for an end to all steps contributing to the escalation of tensions in Ukraine.
One way to stop the hostilities is to pull Russian troops out of Ukraine. But short of that, Mr. Putin could stop bombing hospitals. He could stop bombing schools. He could stop launching Iranian drones into civilian infrastructure.
Meantime, the Pentagon announcing today that it will refurbish older models of the Abrams tanks rather than build new tanks to send to Ukraine. General Pat Ryder says the tanks will still do a good job in the war zone.
This is about getting this important combat capability into the hands of the Ukrainians sooner rather than later.
The U.S. also announcing new sanctions against Iranian industries today that are producing ballistic missiles and drones for Russia. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
California is getting hit by another day of extreme rain, and today's storm looks more like something out of the Gulf of Mexico.
The strongest of this storm coming ashore in Santa Cruz County in Northern California. Incredibly, a system that looked like a hurricane spinning around a low with what looked like an eye moving onshore. There are reports of 80-mile-per-hour winds, trees and power lines down, Pacific Gas and Electric reporting power outages. Extremely dangerous as a spinning system with an eye moved onshore.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. Sundance is reporting they just broke the record for biggest snow water equivalent ever. If you extracted all the water from the snow at Sundance, you'd have 42 inches of water, 3.5 feet. Just to clear pathways this season, they've removed 45,000 tons of snow. Helicopter rescues are happening more often this year. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with details.
The Department of Public Safety has already conducted 200 helicopter operations this year, averaging a little more than one air rescue per day. Out of all of 2022, they averaged about half that daily number. DPS Chief Pilot Luke Bowman says they've been hoisting people up in the air around the state, but southern Utah has been the point of some major operations lately, like the 18-person rescue in Kane County last week.
The choppers could see more action. Another atmospheric river has arrived in southern Utah, and it's making its way north toward us. Draper police are exploring all options after an explosion on Traverse Mountain last Friday night. So far, they've ruled out space debris. Since they believe it was human-caused, they're asking residents near Steep Mountain Drive and Suncrest, check your Ring cameras for any clues. It was last Friday night into Saturday morning, shortly after 1 a.m. KSL News Time 3:05. First look traffic. Ricky, what's up?
We already start the drive home with an accident. It's on the northbound side of I-15 at 5300 South at the very top of the on-ramp where that lane merges into the main flow. The right lane is blocked and you are going to see delays. We also have scanners calling out a crash in South Salt Lake at 3300 South at about 600 West. Now the good news is I-15 in Weber, Davis, and Utah counties all clear. Restrictions for Big and Little Cottonwoods. Rick Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute is on the way. Stay here. It's just a moment away.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.